Okay. Today is Daf Nun. Today's Daf Nun Ches. We're on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to Hahu Gavra, which is 2-4. Six lines before the lines get wide. Hahu Uvda. Hahu Uvda. That's what we're up to. Hahu Uvda. There was a story. Tahavi ben Mechuza. It happened in Mechuza. Listen to the story. A guy walks into the store. Ayel lechanusa d'Israel. He walks into a Jewish store. Amalahu, isluchu chamul zvune? You have any wine to sell? Amrule, look, we don't have any wine. We're out of wine. Okay. Have yasiv chamra bedavla. There was wine in the barrel, in the bucket or something. Shadi be yadei. The guy sticks his hand into the wine. Shichzech ba. He stirs it. Amalahu, hi lav chamru, isn't that wine? Isn't this wine?
Not anymore.
So, now, do you touch it on purpose? With the intent of being menasichit? No. So, shak...
He didn't even know.
So he did. Isn't that wine? Looks like wine. Feels like wine. So, shakleh ha'ech birishcheh. So the owner took it in anger. And shayeh ladana. He threw it out. Why?
Because he poured it back into the cask.
Right? What does that mean? He poured it back into the cask?
He
doesn't want the guy to drink it.
Whatever.
Now, is it mutter or asr, this wine? So, shari rava was vunei l'avdi l'chavim. Rava said it's mutter for a guy to drink. Right?
Why would it be mutter for a guy to drink?
In other words, it's mutter bahana.
Oh, for the Jew.
So the Jew can't drink it. Yeah. The guy could drink it. That's what the Gemara means when it says that. It's mutter bahana. Iflaga la Rav Huna bar Chinana Rav Huna breder of Nachman. He argued on all those people. Nafke shipure de Rava v'shari. So Rava blew a shofar. That's what it means. The shipure is a shofar. He blew a shofar to announce it's mutter. Shipure, where am I? Vishnafiki Shipure de Ravuna, Rav Chinana, Rav Huna Bar Nachman, the Asri. They said it Asr. Machlokes, Asr even to Hana. Even Hana. Drink it for Shana, you can't drink it. Asr Bahana. So, Ikla Rav Huna, Bar Rav Nachman and Mechuza. Listen to this. Rav Huna went to visit Rav Nachman and Mechuza. Right? Amale Rava. I'm sorry. To visit Rava. This person went to visit Rava. Amalei Rava, Eliakim Shamei, Rava said to Eliakim, his attendant, Tarak Gali, keep the door closed. Delo Naisei Inish Lenitrei, I don't want people coming in to bother me. Shut the door, don't let anyone in. I don't want people coming to bother me. Rashi says in the second to last skinny line, Gali Tari, Sagar Adalas, close the door. Don't let anyone in. Shemis Yare, he was afraid, Mayor of Huna. He was afraid of Huna's going to come. Shelo yibkenu b'halachos el devrei machlokosam. So you shouldn't have to fight with him and argue with him about this machlokas. Don't let him in. I don't want to see him. Right? He said, don't let anyone in. I don't want to have to fight with him, as Rashi says. Tosva says, that doesn't make any sense. First of all...
It's a son.
It's not a son.
The son went to visit
Rav. No. Rav Huna, the son of Nachman.
Oh.
Went to visit Rava. Rava said to the servant, don't let him in. Right. He didn't say don't let him in. Don't let anyone in. Don't let anyone in. I don't want to see anyone. So Tosfos asks that, what kind of reason is that not to open the door? When did he ever hear such a thing? I don't want to learn Torah with you, because maybe you're going to, if he has a taina to say, you'll respond to him. And if you can't respond to him, by the way, Rava's going to change his mind. If you can't respond to him, then okay, then he bested you. What kind of thing is this? Don't let him in. Also, what do you mean don't let anyone in? Should have said, don't let Rav Huna in. Don't let Rav Huna. I don't want to see Rav Huna. My neighbor you can let in. Him I don't want to see. Why did he don't let anyone in? And then all of a sudden it says, Ol Legabe. He went in anyway. Right? Ol Legabe. So what does it mean, Ol Legabe? He came in. So Tosfos says, if it should have said that he pushed his way in. If the door's locked and he pushed his way in. It should have said he pushed his way in. So Tosfos says, Rafa was embarrassed Rava was embarrassed in front of his attendant to say that he didn't want to have it out with Rav Huna. So what did he tell his attendant? I'm busy today. Don't let anyone in. I'm busy. I don't want to see anyone today. Attendant thought, Rav Huna, of course I want to see. So for Rav Huna, he opened the door. Dafka, the one he didn't want him to see. As the Tosa says. So anyway, Olagabai, he came in. Amalei, Kiagav Namai. What's the story in that case? But the guy touched the wine without intending to do Menasech. Is that wine in that barrel? Oh, what's going on here?
I don't understand why it's Menasech.
What?
Why is it Menasech? Why is it in the Ayanessa? It's not built for the church. It's not
doesn't matter. We're Choshesh that the Goyim are very, very attached to Avodah Zarah.
I mean, what do you call it? You know, they don't want to have any business with them.
No, no. Whenever they touch wine, we're Choshesh that they intended it for their God. Right? It's not so different. It's not so different, Lahavdil, with people, a woman sitting on Friday afternoon making soup, I'm doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. And she's baking challah, I'm doing this L'Kavod Shabbos. It's the same thing.
That's not his. He didn't buy it yet.
What?
He didn't buy it, just went.
Okay, so it's just another degree.
Okay, that's why he's...
Where's the Menasik?
No,
that's why it's Asr Bahana. That's why it's Mutar Bahana.
Can I just clarify?
That's why.
Yeah.
If I have a bottle of non-Mubushal wine,
yeah,
and the Koi catches it, is that Yain Nesef now?
No. It's called Stam Yainam. Which is, we don't know, so we don't let you drink it.
Okay, but it's definitely not.
Correct. Not definitely, we don't definitely. Not
definitely.
What do you mean?
For us. Practical
purposes. Right. It's not definitely. We don't know what the guy's thinking, we don't know.
Right, okay.
Not definitely. Chances are it's not.
Right, okay.
So, Amale, Kiyagav Namai, Amale, Asa Filu Bahana. It's usher even in Hana, right? On Amud Beis, Rava said he blew a shofar that it's mutter. Now he's saying it's usher b'hana. He changed his mind, right? Rav Huna didn't know that Rava changed his mind. But you, Rava, you said that when you do that, you don't make a yayin esach. Changing your mind? So he said yes. When do I say that? Labar midide dahi chamra. When do I say? Gesundheit. When do I say that? When do I say that? Emad amrano. When did I say that it's not a problem? Labar mine dahu gavra. Except for that guy that actually did it. Midmeya hu gavra. The wine of that person who touched it. Ki mi amri. Did I say that it's also mutabana even for that guy, right? Rav originally held all yayin touched by a guy without kavana is mutter bahana. Then he changed his mind and said, no, the only time it's mutter bahana, it's mutter to the guy that touched it. So if the guy touched him, I could sell it to. But to another guy, I can't. To give it to the dog, I can't. To this guy, it's mutter. So he totally changed his mind. Amar Rava said, ki asa lepumpadisa, when I came to Pumpadisa, Akban Nachmeni Shmaitza Umasnisa the author. You know why I changed my mind? Because when I came to Pumpadisa, Nachmeni is Abaya. Abaya jumped on me with a Mishnah and a Memra, a statement, that I'm wrong. Right? The author, that I'm wrong. Right? Shmaitza, what's the Memra? Dahu Uvda, the Havi Ben Arda. There was a story in Arda. The author Shmuel Bitveria. And Shmuel was in Tveria, he said it's author. In such a case. Rabbi Asar, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan also said it's Asar. Right? I'm sorry. Benadav Asar Shmuel, Betveria of Asar, Rabbi Yochanan. In their respective towns, the same case, a guy touched wine without intent, or it was a situation where it probably wasn't intent, and they both asked it. They both asked it. When Abaya told me that, Varmi Le told Abaya, Lefisha Eina B'nei Torah. What do they know? What do they know? The Baruch Amaratim. Lefisha Eina B'nei Torah. That's what Rava said back. So if Amali, and he tells me, Rabbiya, what, Tveri ben Arda, Eina ben Torah, and Mechuzah ben Torah, but only you know anything, Rava. Only in Mechuzah, you're right. Well, they're all wrong. That's not right. So Rava realized, people older than him, greater than him, said it's us. Rabbi Yochanan's first generation Amora. Shmuel's also first generation Amora. They're saying it's us. Says Rava, I got to rethink my position. As a Memra.
Is that you and Yonkson?
No, because they both agree. Right? Bimasnisa, what?
I think so either.
Yeah. Bimasnisa, what about a Mishnah? So the Mishnah is like this. The agardimim. Some kind of, what do they, how do they translate that?
Superintendent.
superintendent. So Rashi says, Adam Hamamuna, it's the guy in charge, Lishmor Hamidos B'mitzvos Hamelech, Shelo Yishakru Behem. He's the guy in charge to make sure that no one tries to pull a fast one on the weights and measures. He's in charge of weights and measures. V'toim Hayayin, he tastes the wine, V'naseh Sirsir Beinehem, and he becomes like a middleman. Okay? So this person, Adagar, the Mishnah says, or Brisa, it's a Tosefta actually, Dagardimim Ovde Ovid Kochavim, he's testing the wine to make sure it's good, right? Shekodach b'meinekes v'hela, he made a straw, and he's drinking the wine out of a straw. That's what that means, right? Oh, shetam in akos, or he put it into a cup, tasted it, v'chziru l'chavis, and he put the rest back. So what did he do? He touched the wine, no? Zeh ma'isa, zeh ha'yemaisa, this happened once, v'asruhu, and they acid it. My lav b'hana, doesn't it mean hana? So that's Abaye says to Rava. Doesn't this mean hana? Rava, you're wrong. There's a brisa that says, in such a case, asr b'hana. So Rava said, lo, that was b'shtia. That was only drinking it, asr. But b'hana, I'm still right. So Abaye says back to me, but Rava's talking, Abaye says back to me, ihachi, if it's mutter b'hana, then listi yimacher kediktani. It should have said, kediktani seifa. It should have said you could sell it like it said in the seifa. Right? So Rashi says, look at Rashi, the first wide line at the bottom. My lav b'hana, says Abaya, isn't it asa b'hana? And Rav said, no, it's only asa to drink. B'hana is mutter. I'm still right. So in that Rashi says, af agaf deshelo kavonas nisech, even though he had no intent to do menasech, what was his intent, this guy? This guy's in charge of making sure the wine's not spoiled. Right? So he takes a taste to make sure it's not spoiled. He touches it while he's doing that, right? He touches it with his mouth, with the straw, with a cup. He had no intent, right? Denis Chave Hamaga, but he touched it. He touched it nevertheless. Don't tell me the Jew returned it to the barrel, and he didn't even touch it. This guy, he just drank some with a straw, didn't touch a thing. Don't say that. V'tahavit yufta hide the kaasale lekula chavis misham hai dirav bay, but it got mixed up. He drank it and touched his mouth. Don't say all that. So what do you see? Back to the Gemara. So Rava said, no, it's only asa b'hana. Only asa to drink it. I know I'm still right. So Rabbiya says, ihachi, if that's true, where am I? Listen to Yimacher. It should have said that you could sell it. If the king's guy comes to make sure the wine's not spoiled, to make sure it's legit, it's good stuff, and he takes it with a straw. So, okay, you can't drink it now because he touched it, but you could sell it. Had no intention of being menasech with this guy. Just wants a salary. So, in the seifa, like it says in the seifa, what does it say? Cherem, which is a crazy person, right? Ovid kochavim, he's a crazy guy. Shehoshet yado l'chavis, he puts his hand in the barrel. Kasavar shal shemen, who? He thinks it's oil. He's a crazy person. V'nimta shal yayin, and it really is wine. Zeh ha'yamaisa, that happened once. V'amru yimacher. And what they say? They could sell it. Why could you sell it? Because it's b'hana. The Rashi didn't say sell it. The Rashi said usher. What does usher mean? Usher, even b'hana. Tiyufta, de Rava, tiyufta. Rava is wrong. Right? Rava's wrong. And Rashi says on the bottom, the last Rashi, what's the difference between the case of the crazy guy and the case of the superintendent? Rashi says, because the hoel, the suffer, shal shaben haya, he thought it was oil. He didn't even think it was wine. Leka lemigzar shema niskavin lenasech. What kind of zir is that? Nobody is menasech oil. So even if he had kavana, the crazy guy, still didn't do anything. It's not oil, right? He says, no, since he thought it was oil, he would never be menasech it. Because it's a futile endeavor. Avol kadach b'menikach. But if a guy takes it with a straw, the yada shiayinhu, he knows it's wine. Chayshin and Mr. Schiffer were afraid. Shema nisech lavod chava. Maybe he did menasech. It's far-fetched. Yes, it's far-fetched. Because most of the time, you're religious in the temple when you're doing a service. You're not religious when you're walking down the street. But that's the chashash. Why is that? So we're going to see today or tomorrow, because when it comes to Yayin Asech, it's a chumrah. We're going to see that. Okay.
Why wouldn't it just be Samyin?
It is Tam Yerim. Like Mati said, it doesn't change anything. He still can't drink it. Tam Yerim just means we don't know.
Why is Rav Yerim Shem and Nisa?
What?
The fact that, who cares about Shem and Nisa? The fact that he touched it is now Stam.
That's why Stam Yerim is Aser. Because we don't know. That's exactly the story, right? We don't know. What?
There's no
Nisach
today.
And what I'm saying, what about a Muslim? There's no such thing. No such thing.
They don't drink wine, by the way.
They don't drink wine, even. No, there's not Shaykh. We're going to get to that.
Zera wasn't in effect back then. He said, well, Shem and Nisa. Maybe it's the fact you touched it is the problem of the daughters and the...
So we said that was really... The daughters was really to keep you away from Christianity. Right? We don't want you to meet... It was just a gedder that had, but it was all tied to the religion.
Correct.
So, it's not. It's all the same, really. Thing, Zera, really. We don't want you touching the wine. We don't want you touching wine because we don't want you to intermarry, and we don't want you to be in the church, and we don't want you to drink avodah zarah wine. It's all the same thing, really. So here we go. Next, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi ben Naharai, Havayasi v'Kashasi Chamra. This is a fascinating story. How could this ever happen? Asahu Gavra, a guy walks in, sitting in the coffee room in the Beis Medrash, and a guy walks in, they're drinking some wine, guy walks in, Amrulei, Tashkininan, come, guy, hey, Cheverman, pour some wine. Right? He says, fine, sure. Lebasar, Derama, Lekasa, after he did that, Legai Milsa, Dovigachavmu. It was a guy, it was the janitor. It wasn't one of the Chevra, it was a guy. How could that happen? So, Chad Amar, Afil Bahana, one said you can't even have enough from this wine. Can't even sell it now back to him. The Chad Shari, Afil Bishtiya. And the other one said no, you can't even drink it. You hear this? Amar Rishub and Levi, they're both right. Manda Aser Shapir, Aser, Umanda Shari, Shapir Shari. The one who said it's Aser is right, and the one who said it's also right.
He poured it back into the cask, is that what happened?
No, I don't know what happened with the wine afterwards.
No,
but
I understand. He poured out a glass.
He put out a glass, and then he took off his hood, and they realized, oh, it's not a
guy.
The guy.
Right.
So now what do we do?
What does that got to do with the wine that's in the cask?
Nothing.
Exactly.
What's the point about the wine in the cup?
Can we drink it?
Can we give it to him? Or can we drink it ourselves? It's one of three choices. Either we can drink it ourselves. We can't drink it ourselves, but we can give it to him, or a different guy. And the third option is nobody can drink it. It has to be thrown down the toilet. So what's the story? You hear? Manda Asar, listen to this lumdus now. The one who said it's Asar, Meimar Amar, he says like this. Sol Kedaitach, the guy thinks to himself, they invited me over here to pour wine for them? I know what. Sol Kedaitach, Meimar Amar, Sol Kedaitach, Derabanan, Kihani, Shechwa Kashasu. It must be, these rabbis don't drink beer. Beer is for the peasant. They don't drink beer, they drink wine. They invited me over here to pour wine for them? Right? They're drinking beer? No. Rabbanan don't drink beer. Elevadai hai chamruhu. It's for sure wine. Therefore, v'naske. He thinks to himself, look at these stupid rabbis. They invited me over to pour beer for them? To pour wine for them? I'll show them. And he has kavanas for avodah zarah. Rashi says on top, chashivi ki hai Shasu Shechwa Bitmiya? What, they drink a beer? Who drinks beer? Only the peasant drinks that. No self-respecting rabbi is going to drink beer. Elevade chamruhu, it's for sure wine. V'naske lavodas kochavim. V'afagav demokminan. Demeruke aruki. We had said this yesterday, that since the guy already ruins it, it's mutter even for him, because he already ruined it himself, so him you can give it to. Afilu hachni chayshinan dilma naga v'nosach. Since we thought he was a Jew, we didn't even think about that. So therefore, he even can't get it himself. Mamash has to go in the garbage. Now, that's the one who says Aser. Mam deshari, Shapir shari. He's also right. Why? Meimar Amar. The guy says to himself, it must be the drinking wine, right? And they're going to have me pour for them? How could they ask me to pour for them? I know, they never let me go near wine, these guys. How could they have me pour for them? It must be Elevada Shechru de Kashasi. It must be the drinking beer. It must be. Because otherwise, how could they ask me?
What is it?
What?
Wine or beer?
Wine! But therefore, when he poured it, Vlonaske. Vlonaske. He
wasn't
did.
His mind.
It wasn't on his mind. Therefore, you could. Therefore, it's mutter even to drink it. Wasn't on his mind. Aye, vokachazi. But couldn't the guy see? The answer is belila. It was night. So he didn't know what it was pouring. Vahaka marachle. But couldn't he smell it? The answer is becharata. It was new. It doesn't have a smell. Vaha kanagabe. One second. Oh, Vahaka Marach Bey. Answer is Becharata. So the Rav asks, this is his question. Ketzad lo hivchino ha-chachamim atzam shu goy, who bikshu yomen aligzam him etziayim. How, we said, the answer was it was nighttime. But the half mean it wasn't nighttime. So the question was, the Gemara asked, well, why didn't the guy see? Why didn't the guy see that it's wine? No, it was at night. So I have a better question. Why did they see it was a guy?
Yeah.
Why did they see it was a guy? Oh, why did the guy see that it was wine? The answer was it was at night. So why did it wasn't, if we don't, before we got to the answer it was night, asked Tzurdva, why didn't we see that it's a guy?
How?
Huh?
They don't recognize me either way. I heard a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever go to a strange person asking to pour wine for you?
What?
You wouldn't do that. So, and by the way, like, where was this? Where did this happen? In like the middle of Times Square in some cafe? Like, where did this happen? Right? So, what? Yeah. So the Rav gives two answers. Either he says it was almost night, so it was a little dark, they couldn't really see who it was. Or, Tosva says, it looked like the guy that sold them the wine. He looked like him. So they thought, oh, this is the guy who sold us the wine. He looks like just like him. They, oh, that's not him, it's a guy. I just have to give some answer like that. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. Now, asks the Gemara, it's an obvious question. How could anyone take a mother to drink it? V'haka nagabe binatla, but he took it with a some kind of kli. V'havale maga ovikachavim shaloba kavana v'asar. So you can't drink that. We've been saying all along, how's the hat to drink it? How can you drink it? Because anytime a guy touches wine, you can't drink it. Yes, it was a mistake, 100%, all that's good. So how can you drink it? So he took a kli, right? And he took the cup, and whatever he did. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha deka meruke oruke, which means he poured it directly from the barrel into the cup. So he didn't touch it. He didn't touch it, really touch it. That's not a heter. Havale kocho shloba kavana. So it's his koach without kavana. The kol kocho shloba kavana. Look, also be rabbanon. And if there's ever a koach, even without kavana, the rabbanon did not make a gzeira, right?
Of hana.
What? Of hana, exactly. I'm sorry. The chalkocha shloba kavana lo gozer b'rabbanan. The rabbanan did not make a gzeira like that.
For drinking,
right? It's kocho shloba kavana. It's not direct. It's indirect. Okay, it's my koach. Indirect, loba kavana, and that's not. There's no gzeira. Therefore, it's mutter to drink. So if you find a case like that, you can drink it. If we hold like this, it's a very rare case. Indirect without kavana. What's the case? I did. The guy thought it was beer, right? Why do you think it was beer? Because he thought they never would ask him otherwise. He thought it was beer. I'll pour that. And it was indirect, and it was out kavana. That you could drink. It's a very rare thing. Okay? Amar, boy mene Rav Asi, Rav Yochanan. Yayin shemaschu ovikachav mahu. What's the story with a guy who dilutes the wine? What if he dilutes it? So in the olden days, we don't know what this means. The wine was not drinkable. It was too strong. And they had to dilute it. Not dilute it like, today. It's cutting it, right. Today, diluting means if you fill up your Kiddush cup, the bottle is like almost finished, so you have like 3/4, you put water in to finish the top of the cup. That's not what this means. That's what we mean when we say dilute, right? You want to give some of the kids wine, you dilute it, you put in some water so it shouldn't be so strong. That's not what this means. This is a whole different world. I'm not sure we know what this means, really. We do?
Yeah.
Cutting wine. So it's very strong.
What do you mean cutting? It means that you're on single malt, on scotch. You want to get the best flavor out of it, add a little bit of water to it. Pops the flavor.
But that's my flavor. They said it wasn't drinkable.
Right. Today.
Uh-huh.
They used to do the same thing. In order to get it, it's like a concentrate. 2/3 to 1/3, whatever the proportion
was. Right. Right, so what happened? They squeezed grapes.
I don't know what those.
don't know how they got it. I don't know how they did it. They squeezed grapes.
This next five, nobody's ever.
Wine would come from grapes. So they squeezed the grapes. Now what did they do with it? They cooked it. They pasteurized it.
They're able to explain how
right.
this exists.
So anyway, so that's what it is. So what if a goy does that? So can a goy do that? You're not avodah zara. You're making it drinkable. So is that also a problem? So amalei, vema muzgo. Why do you use a funny word, menase, misacho? Why don't you say muzgo to dilute it? Amalei, nah, anaki dixiv kamina. I mean, because I wanted to use the word that's used in a pasuk. The pasuk says, tivcha tivcha misacha yeno. Use the word misacha like a pasuk. That's why I wanted to show off how much I know psukim. That pasuk is in, of all places, Mishlei. So I used a pasuk. The Tosfos says, in the little Tosfos, also says the word mazik in a pasuk. The Tosfos knew also that. Hahi meziga b'yayin atzmo. Now that's where you dilute the wine itself. Avol hacha, avol mesicha, hu tikun mayim b'yayin. This is where you make the wine edible, drinkable, and putting water into it. Okay, fine. So amalei, listen. He tells him back, listen, Lashon Torah la'atma, Lashon Chacham la'atma. The Torah is one thing. When we're talking halacha, don't give me these strange words from Sukkim and Mishlei, and nobody knows what they mean, and mislead people. Just say it straight. So Amalei, Maya, what's the story? Amalei, Usser. He said it's Usser. It's Usser. You want an answer? The answer is Usser. Says Rashi, right over here, Usser. Afal Gaf, even though, Delo Naga, even though he didn't touch the wine, really. All he did was add water, Gzira, Rabbanon, Bekocho, We want people staying away from Yayin Nesach. Even though you didn't do anything to the guy, you didn't touch the wine, you just ate the water, we want you staying away. Aval bahana vadelomitzer. Surely not also bahana. The lo adif mi vigia ayde davrachah shalom bekavana. It's not worse than touching it ayde davrachah shalom bekavana, which we says motu bahana. It's not worse than that, right? Kahu denaga believer bechamer v'shoy rav bahana. Right, but the guy touched the wine with his lulav. Rav said it's motu bahana. So this is not any worse than that. It's even more removed than that. Drinking, you still can't. We're very macho when it comes to the Yayin Nesach. You can't even drink it. Okay. Amalei. Oh, so I'm sorry. Yeah, Aser. It's Aser. Why is it Aser? Mishum lech lech amrin nazira. We're taking the state of the Nazir. Stay so far away from wine. Don't even drink grapes. Don't even eat grapes. Don't even go near a wine store. Stay far away. Sechar sechar lakarma. Go around that vineyard. Lot dekariv. Don't come close. In other words, we're very machmer when it comes to wine. Stay away from it. So machmer. All you got to do is add water to the wine to make it drinkable. Yayin Nesach. You didn't even touch it. Yayin Nesach. Rav Yirmiyah, Ikla L'Tafta. He went to this place called Tafta. Chaza Chamra, Demazgi of the Chavim. He saw what they were doing was, the guy was diluting the wine. He was cutting the wine, rather. The Ishti Yisrael Minei. And the Jew was drinking it. For Asar, Lay, and he said, no, this is wrong. You guys are doing it wrong. Asalei, Bisham Leich Nech Amin Azira. We go around, we say to the Nazir, Sechar Sechar Lekar Malot Dikarev. Don't even come anywhere near it. It Barnami, Amr of Yochanan, Amri La, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Yayin Shemazgo, Ovik Achavim. If a guy dilutes the wine for the third time, in case he didn't know, Asar, it's Asar. Bisham Leich Nech Amin Azira, Sechar Sechar Lekarmra, Lo Dikarev. Don't come close, don't come near. It's a huge chumrah. Let's stay far away from this stuff.
So now, comparing the nazir to Yayin Nesach.
Just like we tell the nazir, stay far, far away, so too we tell you, stay far, far away. Now, we have time. We're going to do this Tosfos, it's fascinating Tosfos. It doesn't really have anything to do with this issue per se. It really belongs in Amud, somewhere else. I think it belongs in Amud Aleph. They put it here because there was room. Somewhere else. Listen to what Tosfos says. Tosfos Kosav. Kosav Hari Orzerua. Bismanazeh. Oved, same thing as yes. Oved, Bismanazeh. This is in the Tosas, wrote this in the 1100s, right? Oved Kochavim. Sheshichech Bieno, Shal Yisrael. If he shakes the wine of a Jew, Mutter Lumarchola Oved Kochavim. You're allowed to sell it to a guy. We had this whole back and forth yesterday. Delo Biki Besichsuch. They're not experts in, they don't know what they're doing even. Kedimfirish L'il. Avol b'shtia aser, avol b'shtia aser. But drinking it, you can't. V'dafka, that's only shlonis chaven liga. He didn't intend to touch it. Kidei lahachis Yisrael ulahafsido. He didn't intend to make the Jew angry and to ruin the Jews' wine. He's a regular guy. He touched it. Why did he touch it? Because he's going down the street. Whatever the case was, a funny case where he touched the wine without kavana, you can't drink it. You can tell it. Aval I chazinon l'dayte over kachavim shenogeh b'yayinu shal Yisrael k'dil hachiso. If we know that the guy touched the wine to get the Jew angry, ooh lafsido, and to make him lose money, right? To make him lose the wine, then hahushari afilu b'shtia. Then you're allowed to drink it. You hear this? If the guy, if you know, how you gonna, you have to know that the guy's doing this, I'm gonna get that Jew, and he touches the wine, right? The pekiyah gavna lo gazir rabbanon. In such a case, there's no gzeira. You hear that? V'hecha dezarak le ovid kochav machefetz lebar. Just like if a guy throws something down the pit kedei lahachis and to get you angry, v'afilu azal minei. Kigon shetafas bo mutter b'shtia. Even if he lets go of it, but there's a case like that, it's mutter to drink. V'chein isya b'tshuvas rav hai bar nachshon gaon upiske riva v'chein mucha chasugya. Right, all that they all say that same thing. That if a guy does it on purpose just to torture you, it's mutter to drink it. Why? There was no gzeira in that case. The karav ha'ena adavar be'enai. I think. Even if the guy touches it with his finger, it's mutter to drink it. Why? To do it if he does it because he's angry. There was a tshuva like this. There was a Jew who had a vat, a bar full of wine. One guy came along. He put his finger in it to get him all angry. There was an old man there, a Yerushimayim, v'sofo nera al kiddush Hashem, and somehow he had to die al kiddush Hashem, right? Nevertheless, v'shamu shalokach minayayin b'kli v'shasa mimenu mibnei she'onas k'dei shalihei rogel lasos kein yisrael achar adkan l'shono. In other words, they mocked him to drink it, so the guy should know that's not going to work. That stunt is not going to work. Interesting, huh? Right? And it has in the back, over here, Mem Ches on the base, he has over here that there are more paskins like that. There are more paskins in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Simen Chav Zayin, Noch Mishanog Yayin Shal Yisrael Lahachis. A guy touches wine to make you angry, to make you lose the wine. Kedel Oser Olav, Afilu Einem Yodim Kach Ela Beumdinet Hamuchachos. Even if you have to know from an umdud, it has to be some circumstantial evidence, some substantial evidence that he did it because he was angry, right? Mutter afilu b'shtia. You're allowed to drink it. V'yesh l'shtoso b'fnei nachri. You're allowed to drink it in front of the nachri to show him. K'dei shelo yargu lo atzem b'kach. They shouldn't get used to doing that, right? Drink it. That's not going to work. Okay, that stunt's not going to work. We'll leave these Jews alone regarding that, right? Then he quotes a Rambam who seemed to argue on that, right? The Rambam said, "Hayayin asher afilu b'hana afilu kishenisicho hagoy lahachis." Even if the guy touched it to get you angry, it's asher. Why is it asher? Because the Rambam was machmer, right? Then he says that then he quotes a sefer called the Lechem. The Be'aruch Lechem, even though the Ramah is Mekel, the Ramah said you can, he said if someone's Machmir, Tav Allah Bracha, so get a Bracha if you're Machmir, Omnam, however, the Yishme'elim, Yesh Lahakal Kedas HaMachmirim. If it's a Muslim, it could be Mekel. Because they don't have, the whole thing is on a plate. What? So when do we ever come up with that distinction? In a rare case, we did it on purpose. We did it on purpose just to torture you. So, want to be machmir? Tavol of bracha. Not by an Arab. Because by a Muslim, the whole thing doesn't apply. So that's the first, I didn't go through the sugya b'iyun, that's the first crack we saw where there's a distinction of what kind of guy it is. Right? The first time we ever saw such a thing. I don't think we make such a thing. This is a very rare case. This really doesn't come up today. Could have come up in the Middle Ages, right, when there's a lot of commerce, and the guy wants to ruin the whole Jew's business, he'll chafe up all the wine. So what do Ramah say? What Tulsa say? That's not going to work. Of the Zagi, the Rambam argued. For a Yishmaeli, it's for sure going to work. For sure not going to work. For a Yishmaeli, it's not going to work. No, the whole thing doesn't apply. We made a low plug. Doesn't make a difference what kind of guy you are. Low plug. Not every tight case, low plug. Right? That was very interesting.
The first case of the Gemara today, where the guy says, do you have one ear? No, and he touches the thing, and he goes, this is one. That sounds like he's angry.
No, it didn't. I think he wasn't angry. He said, isn't that wine? What do you mean there's no wine here? Isn't there wine right there? I don't think he touched it to be lachis. I think it was like, what? Is that wine? Looks like wine to me. Right? Didn't you think that was the case? So, Rish Lakish ikla lebatzra. Rish Lakish went to a town called Batzra, which Rish Lakish thought was in Eretz Yisrael. He made a mistake. He thought of Chazal Yisrael, the ka'achli peiri, to la ma'isri. He saw them eating peiros without taking off ma'iser. Fasalu said, you can't do that. You don't eat peiros without taking off ma'iser. Chazam Maya, the Matkila of the Kochavim, he saw water, that the Goyim were bowing down to the water, Vishasu Yisrael, and the Jews were drinking it. V'asaluhu, he said, you can't do that. So, Asa L'kaimei Rav Yochanan, they came into Rav Yochanan, Amalei Adimak Keturach Olech Zilhadar. When you go back on your travels,
when your
coat's still on, go back and tell them they were doing something right. First of all, Betzer Lavainu Batzra. You were in the wrong town. The town you were in is not in Eretz Yisrael. So you know what? There's no such thing as Truus HaMaisers over there. It's not Israel. So you told them that it's also to eat the fruit without taking off Truus HaMaisers? That's crazy. There's no issue. And so go back and tell them that. Umayim shall rob him Ein Esrin. And what do you mean they bow down to water? They don't belong to them. It's a public fountain. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. So I could bow down to your fountain? That doesn't answer the water at all. They bow down to a public fountain. It doesn't answer it at all. Therefore, the water was edible, was drinkable. It was mutter to drink. Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. The Amr of Yochanan, B'shur B'shur Ben Yehotzadok, Mayim Shal Rabim, Ein Nesarin. The Mayim of the Rabim is not Asar. And therefore, they were allowed to drink it, and Rav Shlakish go back and tell them you made a mistake. Okay? And it's a little early, but we finished. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Top line, what? Everybody have a good day.